Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to The Truth Is Out There, Voice to the People radio show. It's a Wednesday, and we're on a number of different simulcast radio stations around the world. We got some news going on. We won. We had a big victory. Looks like DirecTV caved in, and starting tomorrow morning, Newsmax is back on DirecTV. And that's a big victory for freedom of speech and the conservative movement and such. You know, they lost millions and millions of monies out there and viewers and everything else. And instead of going bankrupt, they decide to acquiesce and they put Newsmax on. And that's what happens to what we call power of the people. Before I put Scarlett on and introduce our co-host, I just want to thank a friend of ours who is in the entertainment field. And there's a couple of friends that I like to do, but first we'll do this one here because he knows and he has his own experiences with he plays a character on TV who lost a son due to a drug overdose. And he's very big on addiction, and he's a big-time fighter, you know, and on addiction. And a few months back, as we were talking about fentanyl and the drugs and stuff that were on the show and stuff, I gave him and some of the producers of this one particular show, including Mark Harmon, as the stuff on a story, a so-called outline or storyline, on 2-2, and this actor actually liked it so much, and not last night, but on Sunday's show, they actually did the script, not for word, but they took it and embellished on things and to make it their own. But the idea was the same, and a couple words that I had in there actually was read out right. And I want to thank this gentleman who is so much, and he's working behind the scenes and trying to help people who have addiction problems and also special needs. I know he's working. I know he wants to reach out for a certain young lady. We did this. So I want to thank Gerald McRaney. That's right, Gerald McRaney, a friend. He worked, collaborated with us and others on the addiction stuff that we're working on. And NCAS LA did a storyline on it. And it's based on, even though the characters were, you know, fiction, but it was based, if they did close to what I said, was based on some really guilty people. And the story was about crooked cops, a drug dealing group, a gang, a drug gang, and some heroes, and an addict, and fentanyl. And Joe McCready's character, Admiral Grilkite, he lost a son to drug overdose, opioids and stuff. And he talked about that. He wanted to make sure the fentanyl was taken off the street to save other lives. The drug gang that was in there was a gangster. Gang, and it's also hooked up with other gangs, but it's really the drug gangs that has to do with it. And that one was also very important. And that drug gang was, I'm going to get the call in a second, that drug gang was supposed to take off the drug gang that we're working to get rid of here, except in this one, the leader was a male. But the leader down here is a woman who murdered a 19-year-old, and her family and stuff is going to go down. But we fictionalized it into that way. The cops that were dirty, the LAPD over there, is actually the Davie PD, BSO, and others down here and stuff. So they return things around. And we're trying to save lives of McGraney. Is working with a young lady who's now a single mom. We're going to go and we're going to try to save her life and others like her from bad people. And that's the whole storyline. So I urge everybody to go on demand and check out NCIS LA. It's based on a true story, but it's fictional, and we'll go from there. We do have a caller on. I'm going to bring the caller in a second. First of all, Scarlett, how you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. I'm doing great. Any comment before I find out what 408 wants?
Close the border.
Okay. All right. I'm going to bring on somebody in area code 408. I'm going to bring that person on. Hold on. Hello, 408.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. All right. Who am I speaking with?
This is Craig. How you doing?
All right. Any comments or anything? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what. I mean, is there one particular thing you're talking about here, or are you just what are you talking about exactly?
Okay. Well, we would like to do. Well, of course, everybody's talking about what's happening in with Trump. Is it going to be indicted? Is what's going to happen? It turns out that the DA Bragg is now himself being indicted and is going to end up being in jail probably within the next day or two. There's some stuff going on, discovery violations, 600 pages that were missing that they discovered that he held back. There's some misappropriation of things going on with Bragg, and he has a meeting tomorrow with Congress, and if he doesn't show up, he'll be arrested on the spot. So we'll see what it is. Meanwhile, they kind of canceled the grand jury. It was suspended today for the day, probably for good, as things are starting to break down, because if they arrest Trump, they're going to arrest Biden for treason immediately. So this is what's happening. It's a tit for tat. And I think the Democrats bit off too much to chew. So we'll go with that.
Yeah.
So, you can make any comment you want, but that's one of the things that we're talking about. You got DeSantis. You got his comment. DeSantis saying to Trump, you can call me any name you want. I'm a big boy. I can handle this stuff. And let's talk issues. So, that type of thing. So
yeah.
You got all that. You got the secure the borders. You got the federal crisis, which is was brought up by the TV. We take different things. We get this out because down in Broward County, where I'm from, we have a very big drug problem here, and just like everywhere else. And we got that. You got security. You got the shooting in Denver today, in the Denver area, with two people killed by a 17-year-old. But don't forget, Denver and Colorado, just like California, has the biggest gun control laws in the country, but yet they're the ones with the mass shooting. So you pick a topic.
We're all slaves, you know. We're all slaves, you know. There's a straw man, and then there's you. Who's defending the straw man? The straw man is what we're talking about, right? Or are we talking about? We're talking about independent from that.
Well, we would like to see us to follow the Constitution and how our founding fathers formed this country with the three separate but equal branches of government. The idea to limit the federal government and bring it down to the power of the states. And we're starting to see that in the red states mostly. But we want to get that small stuff, and you go with Turning Point USA. They're having a rally right now. I forgot which state, but they have thousands of people lining up. I think it's in Columbus, Ohio, but we'll see. What that is. But people are earning for less government, more law and order. Let the family to be what they're supposed to be and not be indoctrinated, recruited. We got the schools. So that's all that stuff is in play.
Yeah.
So there's many different things.
It could be, nobody really knows how it's going to go, but we just play it by ear and you got to use your common sense. And a lot of people don't use the common sense because they've been making sense for them, keeping them dumb, keeping people dumb,
We had a guest on our show a few years back called Evan Syed. He's one of those political comedians, and he had a book about the liberalism these kids in kindergarten. They teach these kids how to be dumb or dumbing down in kindergarten, and they go up. And that route, he was famous for that. Talking about about the kids being indoctrinated in a political comedian way, but he got the message, of course. He's a friend of Trevor Loudon, who's another one that acts like that. It exposes the enemy within. Do have one of the good things that DeSantis has done down here in Florida is that he's getting rid of the indoctrination process and getting our kids to learn about how to do math, how to read, how to write, get ready to the real world and not be indoctrinated, recruited, or CRTs are dumbing down. And the battleground is the kids and the parents, and it was working on that.
We're not going to get back to none of that stuff, We're evolving, and when we look back, like at the 50s and stuff, when they were doing stuff like putting, heroin in the cough syrup for children and whatnot, and amphetamines in the diet pills for women and stuff, and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We look back and we used to smoke on airplanes and stuff, and grocery stores and whatnot. And I look back at how we changed, and you can't stop this. We got AI. We got AI now, artificial intelligence and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know what that's going to entail, what that means. It takes so many years for this to come about, So we're just stepping into the future right now, today, and we got to prepare people to take responsibility for themselves. A lot of people didn't take no responsibility because they were taught a bunch of conflicting lessons from their earthly parents, Man does not teach the truth about who we are in love. There's no friggin' way you're going to tell me that. It's all about the money, you know. That's why we're connected to this. There's the land, the law of the land, and then there's a different. There's all kinds of stuff involved, you know. What people look at is legal language. That language is there, but what it really means is something that people don't understand. You know, they don't understand. Man has figured out that we come through the birth canal, and when the water breaks, we come out of that water, and that's like an anchor being anchored to the system, that we're in. They got us, and that's the thing. You know, do they got you? Well, they might have you because you have certain things that were signed away. You know, it's just terrible, man. If you really get into all kinds of there's rabbit holes and everything, right?
Right.
But you can look at stuff and you can make up your mind. You know, I mean, everybody's got their own take on it, but I just think that we just need to take responsibility for our own actions. You know, we were taught a bunch of junk, and then when we learn about who we really are, we learn that people, you know, they probably meant well, but they never could get down to what's really going on. You know, but you know, the ability to sympathize with another person, you know, because you've been in their shoes. Well, they might listen to you. They might listen to you, but if you don't got the credentials to empathize with your fellow man, then you only go so far with that person, and then you're manipulating the hell out of them for your own selfish desire, your own selfish gains. You're not having their best interest, so you call it what you want, but it is what it is,
don't
bro.
Don't you think people learn from their mistakes? Because you have to make mistakes in life to learn.
Sure.
You don't know anything. Okay, so when you make a mistake, you learn from it. Generally, people learn from that, or they just live in a loop?
Well, that's because a lot of people have been taught that mistakes are failures when they're not. They're opportunities. Everything's an opportunity for you to do the right thing. You know what I mean? It's just that a lot of times we're distracted because people are putting us in situations where they're trying to peddle something to us, put us in the situation where this is it, man. You know, take it, or, you know, you got to take this. This is what we're saying. And without examining everything.
That's why you should read yourself and figure it out on your own.
Getting out of yourself requires denying yourself of yourself so that you can get outside of yourself and make a difference outside of yourself, you know, and because that would be a selfless life. If you live just for yourself, that's selfish. And that's not a life worth living because there's no investment. There's no investment. There's no deposit of love anywhere. It's just you. You know, a lot of people are that way. You know, they live by their feelings. It's all about their feelings.
People,
you know,
should learn from other people who have success.
Well, success is a testimony about how they got from this point to this point. You know,
okay.
A lot of people have, you know, they have to figure it out. They got to retrain their hypothalamus gland. That's that thing in your brain where it's in charge of, you know, your body temperature, hot and cold. It's in charge of habits, bad habits and good habits. So you might come to a point.
When Trump came into the White House in 2016, there were a lot of people that changed their ways. They saw how incredibly bad things were in certain situations and topic, and they listened to the gentleman. And they changed their lives, okay? A lot of Democrats switched to Republican. A lot of people opened their eyes and ears to that there's more to life than listening to bullshit.
Well, yeah, that's true. People jump over from...
I got a suggestion. people shouldn't watch the news because I believe all the news is fucking full of shit. Okay? So I when I see something on the net, I research it. I make sure if it's true or not because there's a lot of bullshit.
How do you know? How do you know? How do you know what's true, though? How do you know what's true?
Got to look it up. Got to research it. Got to see it.
I don't take anybody's word.
I'll tell you
how I find out. I go to the person that's involved, and I go into their system and to see what they're talking about. In other words, if you're going for third party stuff, it tends to be third party's hearsay in the court.
Right.
So what we do is go to see what they actually are saying and what they're doing. For example, Trump, when he announced that he's going to be arrested on Tuesday or indicted on Tuesday, it was a political ploy in his own right because he by doing what he said and get it public because he's with his media outlet, whatever he says, it's all over the world, good, bad, or otherwise. And he did it as a way to not only rally the troops, but also to stop under the table stuff, so everything's out in the open. People are looking around, and that's what that was. By the way, he left the caller. He dropped the call, but that's okay. But the point is, we kind of look at different things. No, we kind of look at different things to see different things. I'd like to thank Greg for calling in. If you could call back, that'd be fine. That's okay.
When they're 5 years old, they try to indoctrinate, okay?
Right.
And then you got families who are indoctrinating. Honestly, I grew up in a Democrat home. My parents are Democrats. And I saw different things. Yeah. I led myself, okay?
My father's a Republican. My mother was a Democrat. Was a Republican when my father passed away. It doesn't matter.
Because they're indoctrinated.
It actually doesn't matter because I grew up as a Democrat and I flipped to Republican over time. Independent, then Republican, because, when I was working, when I was doing stuff down the Skillman Avenue, I actually worked with Gerald D. Ferraro and Thomas Mann and a few others to get things done, like the Skillman Avenue Merchants Association and outreach programs.
My parents told me you have to go out and create your own revenue. Nothing's going to be handed to you.
Right.
And, when you create revenue, you have to save a little, spend a little, and invest in yourself.
Each individual. Okay, he was talking about go back to the 50s, 60s. One thing about the 50s that
we don't
actually head back to.
We're in 2023. It's a different world.
Yeah,
these
it's a different world. One thing he did miss back in the 50s. The parent unity was together.
Right.
There was a mother and a father and
families were together in all communities. In the black community, the Asian community, the Spanish community, in the Jewish community, the Catholic community,
everywhere.
Everybody, they stayed married.
Divorce rate is like 10% of whatever this. The thing is that they were able to have dinner together. They spent Saturday or Sunday, depending on whichever the Sabbath, together as a family.
Exactly.
They do things. They go to the beach. They go to the ball game. Go do whatever. They didn't have cell phones.
You didn't hear their children dying of drugs, getting thrown out of school, being in gangs. There were gangs. I'm not saying there weren't.
No, there were gangs, and there were all kinds of different things, like Grease Lightning.
The home, and you didn't see them loitering, and you didn't see them just living, staring up at the ceiling. And I'm sorry to say this, at an Obama poster. And where are my freebies? They knew that you had to be responsible, and families were nuclear, and they supported their children. And then the 60s came. Okay.
And that's when Yeah, and desperate things and the love trying to desperate really the drugs, all kinds of drugs and stuff came with the Vietnam War and everything else.
The Vietnam War had a very huge play in this country, especially on colleges and universities.
Yeah, headed by socialism and communism, they're actually using the kids there and still doing it. That's enemies of Lenin, Trevor Loudon.
They were drafted. They didn't want to go. It was a bad, stupid war that she would have never been in. And we would have never been in that war if Kennedy was alive.
Okay, this is what happened when we had the Korean War. By the way, Korea War never really ended. It was a ceasefire, but it was never ended really. It's just a ceasefire, and so when we were getting out of one, there was a deal already set up by thanks to Eisenhower to help the French when the French got defeated by Vietnam, from North Vietnam as the communists, we got invited into Vietnam through treaty. So we were advisors initially, and then we started to build stuff up a little bit with Kennedy. But it was Johnson that actually got the Gulf of Tonkin,
right,
and that really put it
right
in. And
right,
a lot of people think that Kennedy was killed because he didn't want to put our troops in there, and the military echelon, with the help of Johnson, did it. That's one story.
Right.
The other is because he crossed the mob. And don't forget Chicago and...
It was a stack of reasons, okay? So I believe our own government killed him. I do.
Yeah, well, that's several theories on that one. But anyway...
Especially with that magic bullet.
Yeah, I'm believe it or not, I was a Kennedy supporter. I love Robert Kennedy, too.
Vietnam War brought it on a situation on our older teens because they were drafted. They were hurt. It was bad because we saw everything on the television. You saw everything. Because I remember seeing it, okay? What was going on there? The war and the death, and it's just terrible. And hippies formed, okay? And grew the hair and got peace and love. And then they got into drugs. And, you know, it started an all-new environment in this country. Okay, and I believe that changed this country. Rock and roll changed. I think rock and music definitely was a huge play on look at Woodstock. Okay, and then they were doing acid and smoking pot and doing whatever else, pills and drinking, and you know, let it all hang out, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And I believe if that didn't happen, what would our country be like today?
Anyway, I'm going to read you something. This came over the wire about an hour ago. And this is a breaking new bombshell document destroys Manhattan DA's case against Trump. This is a 2018 letter, which we have a copy of, from Michael Cohen's lawyer to the FEC that declares Cohen used his own personal funds to pay Stormy Daniels. Trump can't. Not party to transaction. Trump did not do it. It was Cohen himself. Did not embarrass Cohen. Trump party did not. Okay. Headline. Trump camp. Let me read this. Trump camp not party to transaction. Did not. And I repeat, did not reimburse Cohen for payment. It's over. This is the letter. It's from McDermott, Will, and Emery, and it's via email, Fellow Elections Committee Office, Commission Office of Complaints, Examination, Legal Administration, Attention, Crystal Dennis, Paralegal, 999 East Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20463.
Let me
read this. Dear Mr. Jordan, I am writing on behalf of my client, Michael D. Cohen, in response to your letter dated January 30, 2018. Specifically, this letter responds to the complaint number MUR-7313, which was filed with the Federal Elections Commission, FEC, by Common Clause and Paul Ryan. In private transaction in 2016, before the U.S. presidential election, Mr. Cohen used his own personal funds to facilitate a payment of $130,000 to Ms. Stephanie Clifford. Neither the Trump organization or the Trump campaign itself was a party to this transaction. Ms. Clifford said neither reimbursed Mr. Cohen for the payment directly or indirectly. Contrary to the allegations of the complaint, which are entirely speculative, neither Mr. Cohen nor Central Consultants LLC made any in-kind contributions to Donald J. Trump for President, Inc., or any other presidential campaign committee. Mr. Cohen has not been a government employee during any of this relative time period. Payment in question does not constitute campaign contribution or expenditures, and therefore the FEC lacks jurisdiction over this matter. The complaints have not and cannot present any evidence to the contrary. According to complaint, this should be dismissed. Please contact me early as convenience. And if you have any questions regarding this letter, and this came over, and that, this is what happened. And that's a big thing. All right? And
What happens to Paul Ryan and Michael Cohen and D.A. Brett?
Well, Michael Cohen already went 2 years in jail. Paul Ryan's just an asshole, and he's political career is over, really. He's an analyst, I think, for CNN or Fox or some bullcrap station. Earlier when I was talking about fentanyl and everything, well, and we have a report. This came out from my people, from BSO. Man that was out on bond and son's fentanyl debt, he's responsible because he's a drug dealer himself. It's part of our thing to go after the number one woman dealer. The judge here, which is not going to be fired and arrested, put him out in the street and went back to drugs and back in jail. He's back in jail now. But that judge that released him, his career is over, and we're going to have a West Warrant for him. He's done. Any judge that does this garbage is going to be charged as an accessory after fact. Your career's over, and you're going to prison for the rest of your life. And that's what's being done.
So what's happening with Trump?
We'll go find out tomorrow. They canceled today's grand jury. It's been suspended, maybe indefinitely, as Bragg, like I said to the gentleman earlier, there's a possibility that this whole thing is going to be dropped by tomorrow.
It's a fraud.
We know that.
He didn't do anything wrong.
No.
So what happens if he doesn't drop the grand jury and he continues this fraud?
He's being arrested anyway by the Senate and the House. The House already for subpoenas.
Who got Senator Bragg to do this?
George Soros is being held by Israel, I believe, right now, and he's going to be taken care of real soon.
Why is he anyway, in Interpol?
I don't know. I think I'd rather have Bashar execute him. We know he'll be gone for good.
Okay. Okay.
Now it's time to arrest. Okay, this is for Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now it's time to arrest Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg for prosecutor misconduct after hiding hundreds of pages of exculpatory evidence. I just read one of them. Bragg is on the verge of indicting an innocent former president and top president candidate against the opposing ruling party. Bragg is breaking the law and trying to incite civil unrest with Soros funded political war. Hold him accountable. And that's by this Marjorie Taylor Greene. By the way, a ship owned by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen overturned in Scotland dry dock. I don't think so. And of course, you heard about Amanda Burns was out of it, wandering the streets with a psychotic hold. I think she's under the influence
for a while.
Yeah,
she's got a lot of money. I don't understand.
Also breaking in New York and other parts, it's in 48 states, flesh rotting tranq drug spreads to 48 states cut with fentanyl. Fentanyl, if you put a drug, any kind of drug, and use fentanyl in it, it kills you in many other ways, including eats your skin. And we have pictures of it. So, and it's on my Facebook page.
How does it eat your skin?
I don't know, but that's not, it's I guess it's a mixture of the drug. The New York Post is doing the story.
Is it an antibiotic?
It's an administrative issue. I urge a public safety alert regarding the animal tranquilizer exorcisine, one is now being used as a cheap cutting agent for fentanyl in 48 states. In other words, when you cut fentanyl for these drug dealers to put them into like cocaine or into heroin or into marijuana or anything else, they cut it. They use a chemical. That chemical they use to help cut it, to find it, is now causing fleshy. It's causing a fleshy disease.
Is it being put into like antibiotics and stuff?
No. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with they call it a zombie drug, a tranq drug. This is what this idiot, this is one of the things that we know that this woman that killed a 19-year-old has been doing too. And she's going to go down one way or the other. But we don't know if that was the exact drug that killed that kid that we saw that OD'd, where the mother came in and everything last Thursday.
We don't know.
We don't know for sure, but we do know that they know who. We do know that family wants to get rid of that drug dealer, and we know who the drug dealer is, and they've got to look over the
book. Do they have a case on it?
Yes, they do. Will be arrest imminent on that whole group. They already took down a couple of people in and around that area. With this group, and they're working more on it. It's actually hit nationally.
You
got to
take out all the mules.
Yeah. So that's what that is. You know, let's give a little birthday shout. Today is the 92nd birthday to Captain James T. Kirk. William Shatner turned 92 today. And it's really good, and we were talking a little bit.
Not feeling good.
Yeah, I know.
You told me.
Yeah. Also, famous veteran MGM movie distribution chief, Eric Lomas died, and he was 64 years old. And it was missed by another friend, Romy Donnelly, knew him, and we sent the sad news, thoughts and prayers for the family, and I sent something too. Also, great news in Arkansas, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Tuesday signed a bill into law that bars transgender people from using school restrooms that do not align with the sex listed on their birth certificate. In other words, if you're born with a penis, you use the boy's bathroom. If you're born with a vagina, you use the girl's bathroom. There is nothing else. If you try to use the other, you'll be arrested, period. If you're a boy, you do not use the girl's bathroom. If you're a girl, you do not use the boy's bathroom, period. Moral values, complex and stuff. Don't be an idiot.
Hold it. There should be a law, I guess, 18 and under, you can't indoctrinate to be trans.
And I'd like to thank Governor DeSantis and the state legislature in Florida here in Tallahassee. They are in the process of expanding the parents' rights laws and the best education laws in the state, from not just the from kindergarten to to say the third or fourth grade, to now expand it to the whole school system, all the way up to high school, to eliminate CRT, indoctrination, recruitment. And
this
school is there to teach, not to be indoctrinated.
Right. It should go to parents college.
Right. The children should be there to learn how to rewrite, like we said with Greg, learn how to read and write, how to do math to get ready for life, not to be indoctrinated
right.
to be something they're not.
Learn about true government. Learn
right.
about true history and true science and everything else. You know, I read the other day that in New York is dropping all sports.
I don't know
school.
If that's true or not. I think that's crazy. I don't think it's true. And I know that Rick Pitino, who just became the coach of St. John's, he's not going to allow that to happen. Because I know Rick Pitino, a great coach, and he's going to make St. He's going to bring St. John's where it was with Luke Conestoga, Uncle I call Uncle Louie. You know, and so we'll see. Meanwhile, part of the crypto stuff that's happening, the following people got busted for SEC charges. Lindsay Lohan, Lil Yachty, Jake Paul among celebrities hit with SEC charges for touting crypto in the cryptocurrency problems.
What?
They charged Lindsay Lohan, Lil Yachty, Jake Paul, among celebrities that were hit with SEC charges for touting crypto,
why?
Part of the crypto criminal activities out of the California banks.
They made money?
They were involved with it.
They were kingpins of it?
I don't know. That's part. They were charged by SEC. The actual rulings will be coming down the next day or two, but they were charged.
I thought she cleaned her act up and she got her shit
together. Yeah, she's not doing drugs or anything, but she's still, this is what happens when you hang around with bad people. Hint.
She's married to a good person.
Yeah, well. Anyway, William Shatner said, when, you know, he did a couple, we're talking a little bit, and he said, Kryptonians, I was at NFT LA Live. Yes, he's teasing my triumphant return to the world of NFTs with the amazing talented team of Orange Comet NFT. Cannot wait for you to see you with these amazing works of art. He's doing that. So that's a really big thing. And we're really looking for that. So he's happy. And that's what we're working on. And William Shannon said, thank you for your wonderful outpouring of love and well wishes for my special day today. If you were in the mirror universe, today would be my 29th birthday. Let's go with that.
I like that. 92. It's a good number. Hopefully he'll go to 100 plus. Betty almost made it.
No, so that's a big thing.
Can I get a tune?
Yes. Okay, what do you want?
Give me a roll down. What do we got in the catalog?
Okay, we got We the People from Ava, Coming to America, Queen's Clearwater, Eye of the Tiger. We got Get Together. God Bless the USA, I Am America.
Get
together. Okay.
Get together.
Here we go.
Love is but a song we sing. See us, we will die. Can make mountains ring, or make angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Come on.
Together, and I would continue with the stuff. I promised a certain person to promote a movie that's coming out on the 7th of April on Primetime Prime Video, and it's a family, it's sacred. Experience the movie based on the father's determination to save his family against all odds. It's called On a Wing and a Prayer, which is on Prime Video April 7th. Hashtag On the Wings and a Prayer. And I promised that I was in communication with Roma Downey. Yes, Roma Downey. And I told her I would promote the movie and along with her book. And the movie, and we did the movie. And her book is called Be an Angel. And you can get that online too. It's, so come on April 7th. And go look and have a very great day on that one. So if both of them are there, go see what you can do. Now, communism is America's small enemy, except that we have communism in this country and we got to stop it. So that's the big thing there. I want, also, we got about 10 minutes left. Scarlett, you have anything to say?
You need to get rid of the people that are controlling that topic and indoctrinating.
What? Yeah, I know.
You need to, okay, that's how you're going to do it. Until then, it's a situation. You know, communism, this stuff has always been a situation, okay, for the last 70 years. People are very not on topic. They don't know what it means, okay? And so they think it's good for you. If they're told it's good for them, it's good for them. So they, unless you make your mistakes and something bad happens, and they still return, like Lindsay Lohan. You know, she cleans herself up and gets married and has a great life and returns to something stupid. So I guess you got to learn from
that. That's why when you talk about a certain young lady,
you know what?
I say it takes a lot of work, a lot of time.
Because what? They step back in it? What, two
steps
they go
back
forward,
and forth,
12
back.
Steps back?
No, not about 12 steps, but they go back and forth. You got to change. The thing is, you know, you could go in and you could do to recovery. You could do all this good stuff and everything. But if you're hanging around with the same environment that got you into trouble in the first place, no matter how much healthy you get, it's not going to be.
I thought she left that environment.
Lindsay Lohan has some spot, but when you're in the entertainment field, sometimes it gets drawn back in. It's how strong you get to resist it. That foundation in your therapy, there's a foundation you built in that therapy that puts it inside, and it's got to want it. And they got to still that want to be to get healthy, to be better,
What's
to move
forward
in life.
What's the name of that woman named Heather Thomas? Is that her name?
Yeah, Heather Thomas is the one that's elusive.
How is
she doing? Not so good. She goes back and forth. She makes a lot of mistakes. But I hear that she's into a different type of recovery system. So let's see where it goes. You can't give up on them, but you always have to have the door open.
You don't give up on anybody. You hope and pray that they find their way to step out of that.
But if you're going to hang around with garbage, you're going to be garbage. If you're going to hang around with garbage, you're going to
be happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You could do a
and
lot of different things.
She needs to get
it's
strong, strength.
It's power within that needs to come out, and everybody has it. It's just how you get it out. You know, and
right.
That's important. A real, you know, that's why we do shows like NCIS LA. It gets information out, and others, because it gets these things. It gives if people are watching, they see things. They get these all kinds of different things.
You know,
there's always
a
subliminal message in there.
We need to see people who are all screwed up and they change their life. You know. Like a docuseries, like Rich Van Poor Man kind of situation on
there's
someone
stuff
who...
out there. There's stuff. There's out there. There's plenty of people out there that actually do that. And we're trying to put that type of storyline into different things that people watch, like a General Hospital, for example.
I haven't seen the storyline. I haven't just seen the storyline in any of that.
It's there, and it's, you know, and the battles and stuff. They did one on Alzheimer's. They did one on drinking. They did one on drug addiction.
Storylines.
There's movies out there.
I'm talking about
this
a mini series that
they're
focuses
not gonna do a mini-
in on someone who hangs out with bad people and falls down on them and they finally see the light of day. That could be an example.
Yeah, we're working on one actually, and I'm talking to a couple people. I know John Schneider is working with me on that one, along with a bunch of others. So there is stuff out there. We still contacts, little outlines and stuff, and these people trying to work it through. It takes time
like
to build that.
A five-part miniseries.
Yeah, it takes line. when you write a thesis or you write an outline, it tends to, and then you give it to say Dick Wolf, for example. They deform it into their own different things, and in this case, it'll be a one-hour show. But if you're doing it as a mini series or a movie, it could take months, if not years, to get this developed. This stuff, it's very technical and cost effective. It's cost. You cannot. if you're making a movie, you got to make a movie that people want to see. You cannot just make a movie about something and spend millions of dollars and to be a dud. They won't do it. It could have a great topic, but they won't do it. There's got to be a bottom line to it.
Got to be, and the underwriters want their money. Okay,
right.
Hold it. This is Scarlett. I'll be back on Sunday, and hopefully Trump and all of his bullshit that they're doing on him now will be gone, and things will be back on track, and he'll do another rally.
There is a rally Saturday.
Anyone.
There is a rally Saturday for Trump in Texas.
Okay. And God bless everyone. And I'll be back on Sunday. Bye, everybody.
I want to thank Scarlett. I want to thank Greg that called in. People in the chat room. I want to thank all those listeners around. When we're in India, the listeners of all those people in India listening to us, and around the world now, we're like 125 countries on the radio, and over 120 in the podcast. We're out there doing our thing. What's great about this is we got the word to say anything, you know, and you don't have to worry about the 7 words you can't say on TV. We're free to go. Unless you actually start cursing people out, you got free reign to say anything you want to say on the show. We take all the trolls. We have people come in any which way. It doesn't matter. We'll discuss things. And we'll try and get into a debate if we can, or a discussion of some sort. We tried that today with Greg. It was pretty cool. And we'll continue to do that. And everyone else that calls in, we'll gladly talk too. And that's the big thing, you know. And let's make this something that we can make a success in life. We breed success. We breed positivity. We want people to win in the end. We want people to get healthy and follow the path to the promised land, to the top level of life. And let's see them succeed in life. You know, happiness, health, success, prosperity, everything come together. But you got to get healthy, got to get away from bad people, got to stop doing drugs and alcohol and stuff like that, and start taking care of your body. First time mom, first time dad, same thing. Work together, because you got now responsibility as the parent. So anyway, I want to say thank you, everybody. We'll see you on Sunday at 7 o'clock. The truth is out there. Voice of the people. We always win because the twin wins out in the end. God bless you all, and have a very blessed evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston,